Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Talk That Tech.
It's the number one tech morning show in the world, y'all. Y'all already know that, though. Let's get it.
Let's get it indeed. Oh, this is another episode. We are excited to be back. It should be fun time, man. How was your weekend, Trey? Let's start there.
Oh, bro, the weekend was pretty good, man. Just didn't do much. Just really got some work done, and I'm trying to think. Nothing else. I literally got some work done. Sunday, went to church, came home, you know, chatted up with you for a while. I didn't even get a nap yesterday, but it's all good. We end here today. It was pretty solid, bro. How was yours?
It was good. But before I get in there, I'm going to go to the audience because we do have some people in the building. I got Operation Tech Takeover. He says peace and blessings. To the fam, don't forget to smash the like button, comment, and share this out. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the channel. Always appreciated. Good morning. We got Tech Coach Ralph in the building. We might need to call upon him later because we got a topic that he is more versed in than we are. So he might have to jump on. We have Darcel as well. Good morning, fam. Time to talk that tech. That's right. Good morning. Good morning. We got Mitch as well. Good morning. Good morning. And you got Tech, yourself as well here. And then we got Derek Stoner. Good morning, Technish. Another week to be great. That's right. Good morning. Good morning. Another week to be great. And we're glad that y'all are rocking with us this morning. My weekend was pretty laid back, I think. I did the show yesterday, Saturday. Excuse me. I had a show with Cece, a.k.a. Sierra, and she breaked it down in regards to everything she does in fintech, how to get into project management, things of that nature. She really kind of did a great job with that. And also the conference that she has is geared towards the Black Men Conference. So you want to definitely check that out if you haven't. You know where to go. Go to the channel and check it out. Oh, we got Ty in the building. Ty's in the building. It's that time. Man,
indeed.
I respect the grind to get up early with us, man. I respect it so sincerely. Oh, man. But yeah, brother. It was a great weekend, and it was great to have her on as a guest of the show. I learned a lot. I was excited about that. Sunday we call each other. If y'all don't know, we call each other, check up on each other, and we prep for the show. And so that's what we did. Basically, my weekend in a nutshell. But yeah, man, it's still good to me. I like things that are a little bit chill like that. So
I love it. I love it, man. Yeah, I don't have to be doing a lot that to keep it moving.
Mm-mm. Yeah, not too much. But listen, y'all, like always, we thank you so much for rocking with us. If you have not already, I just encourage you to do so. Go ahead and subscribe to either the channels, but we do have a channel for Talk That Tech as well. So if you have not seen it, go ahead to the description and click on the link to subscribe to Talk That Tech. If you want everything Talk That Tech. Obviously, you can catch it from both of us here. But yeah, everything from Talk That Tech, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. And if you want to call into the show, I just dropped in the show link there. So click here to call into the show for any segment that we got. So you can go ahead and click into the show for that, man. Yo, let's talk brackets for a second. You create an NCAA bracket? And if so, how busted is
Let
it
us
right
know.
Now?
Probably tore up. Man, I haven't done one in a few years, man. I should have did one this year. It would have been jacked up, though. I already know.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Listen, I felt, I you know how you have buyer's remorse? That happened to me. I had buyer's remorse because I literally picked BYU to do the upset there. Or the win, and I second guessed myself. And if I had BYU going forward, my bracket would be looking good. But in my company's competition right now, I'm actually right now seventh place out of like
Okay.
How many people? I don't know.
I mean, well, you know that can change quick, bro. It changes
daily.
Exactly.
And then when the games are going on, it changes every hour.
Man. Do y'all have? Oh yeah, no, you're also remote too. I know we used to have the TVs going, you know, in the office and all that stuff, man.
yeah. No TVs this time, but I tell you, man, when I looked at some of those things, like, dang it, I wish I made a change. I have UNC to win it all, which who knows how that will turn out, but they're still there. Mm. And I had some other ones that I picked that I was like, yeah, I got the upset. I picked the L for the upset there. And so it was just one of those things where I was like, man, I should pick certain teams that I picked two of them specifically was BYU and Creighton that I was like, why did I not? I picked them initially and then I just second guessed myself. I don't know if y'all have that situation going on with
first
y'all.
First choice. Always go with the first choice.
Trust your gut. Let me see y'all. If y'all decided to go ahead and create a bracket, let us know in the chat. We are interested in finding out more about that as well. So if you did create a bracket or if you do have a team that you are rooting for, let us know. It's all about the fun and the competition here. So
you know, it's crazy too, bro. I've been checking out the highlights on the girls' side as well. I haven't watched any games. It's a little tough, but the highlights are all right, man. I've got to see. Who is that I've seen now for the first time? You know, you hear their names, but I think it was Juju Watkins for USC. Okay. Oh man, the girl from Iowa, she's like number one.
Yeah, she's like 40.
Her name, golly,
she dropped 40. I know you're talking about though. She was like the center for them.
Yeah, I can't. No, she's a point guard.
So I'm thinking about somebody else. another women's athlete who dropped like 40 points like last week over, you know, and I was like, oh snap. But yeah, I think
Caitlin Clark, bro.
Oh, Caitlin Clark.
Clark. So you know, just being able to see them for the first time do their thing after hearing their names all year. They're all right, man. They're pretty good. Yeah, appreciate that, Derek.
Yeah, Derek said it too. So shout out to my alma mater, Grambling State, for making it to the tournament for the first time and out in the first. Well, listen here.
It's tough, Grambling, man.
At least they made it. And I'm not going to lie. And let me switch the question a little bit. Do you find that the NCAA tournament is more interesting on the women's side versus the men's side? Let us know in the comments because I'm starting to feel that vibe. I even heard that the WNBA is looking to get new media money and possibly might be splitting from the NBA if they get that deal. Like they're thinking about it because they started to get intrigued.
I don't know, man. The unpopular opinion, bro. It's still got a little bit to go, bro. It's tough for me, man. I tried to watch. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you see people smoke wide open layups, I'm talking about, you know, you on the you got the steal and it's just you and you going down the court and you blow the layup. Mid, like in the game, like that's tough to see on that level, man. I had to bounce.
You're talking about college or WNBA?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about college. Now you go to the WNBA. I personally just think they need more support from women. The reason they don't get the money deals is because it's just not a lot of people watching. And if more women would go support those women in those games, they would be able to get as much, or maybe not as much, maybe as much as the men. But I just think that's one of the reasons why they don't get as much money. And, you know, people complain about it, but ultimately, you know, you got to have people butts in seats. You got to have people in front of the TV if you want to get that money. And I think if they have more women support, they'd be getting that money. Because we'll be watching, people will be there at the games, you know, more. But right now, when those stands are empty, it's kind of hard to justify more money, you know. So yeah, that's what I just believe personally, wholeheartedly. Because yeah. in the WNBA, they are good. I also believe if they lower the goal, like, you know, half, you know, maybe to 8 feet or nine feet, not eight. And so they can have more dunks in there, like more excitement, more people would be, you know, watching and stuff like that. That's just what I believe. Okay. Don't do me dirty. Not because I don't want to lower the goal, because there's a difference. I think it would be more women being able to dunk and more, you know, more of the things that people like to see going on there. But
yeah,
you know, again, it's just me.
Don't crucify the brother. This is a question. We got a couple of good mornings in the building. We got NC Workers saying good morning. We got Derek Stoner say also girl ball is interesting, as Derek puts it. And then Mr. Williams got, he said good morning from New York. And then it's also that WNBA needs sponsorships. And yes, more women need to support. I agree. They definitely need more support. I'm totally not against the game. You know, I saw what the Aces did last year against New York, our New York team here, the Liberty. You know, it would be interesting to see how the sports of that side of sports evolves, man. Definitely would be interesting. I'd love to see more of it. I'm so sorry. I'm terrible with names. Orsay Williams, I think I should pronounce it. Forgive me. Sorry. Thank you so much for correcting me.
It's probably Oris.
Oris? Okay. I am terrible with names. Forgive me, please. But let me. that's my oops for the day. But let's get into it. Trey, we got you for the first one.
So today we wanted to pop it off with. I'm pretty sure by now everybody's heard. TikTok ban. Y'all know that is it's a tech company. It's a pretty large one at that. But yes, so basically Americans could lose access to TikTok within 6 months if a bill forcing the parent company ByteDance of TikTok to sell its stake becomes a law. So they're really trying to make this a law for them to sell TikTok to the US. And basically the reason being is because they're saying that they have concerns over TikTok's ties to China, and they're saying that it's a potential national threat because of all the data that they're harnessing and that they're gathering from us Americans. And they're saying like, hey, give it up and send that over. But TikTok is saying that they would deny Chinese government requests for Americans' data and has initiated Project Texas to safeguard data on U.S. servers. So basically what that's saying is, even though it is a Chinese company, the stuff that goes on here in the U.S., they are keeping that data here in the U.S. So they're not sending it over to China. This is what they're saying. Basically, American lawmakers, they don't believe it. And they're like, hey, they're giving ByteDance 6 months to sell once the House passes this bill. So that's the key thing there. So once they pass it, they'll have 6 months to sell TikTok or they'll face a ban. And that 6 months window, it doesn't start until that law or that bill becomes a law. And so once that happens, then they'll have the 6 months from there. But basically what they're saying is it's almost certain that they're going to basically like draw it out. So even though when judges, they could delay the enforcement of the law for like months on down the road, even years down the road as a legal battle plays out. So it could be forever. Like, I'm not going to say forever, but it could be a long time, even if they do pass it. So anyways, if they pass that bill, then ByteDance, they could either get them off of if they pass the bill and they don't sell, basically they'll just get off of the app store, like on the US side. I also wonder how they're going to do that, you know, bro, like would they, I don't think they would show their hand and just like actually delete it off of the phones. Like, you know, where it's just, instantly you just see it gone from your phone. I don't think they'd do that. Like maybe if you have it downloaded, then it just won't work anymore, and then you just won't be able to see it on the App Store. I think if they deleted it from your phone, it would show people that, hey, wait, they got too much access. So I don't know if they'll actually just delete it straight up off the phone. I don't know. What y'all think? Anyways, do y'all think the U.S. is going to be able to buy TikTok? And if they do you think they're going to do the right thing with your data? Because they're talking about China stealing the data. But what are they going to do with the data? I don't know.
Well, we got a lot of comments in the comment section, so this is going to be very interesting. Before I give my opinion, there'll be a lot of comments in the comment section that I want to address first. So we have, unfortunately, comes over as LinkedIn user, so forgive me if I don't see your name here. It says Kevin O'Leary wants to buy TikTok at up to 90% discount. Oh, man.
Yeah, fire I bet sale. He does. who wouldn't, bro? It's all the rage today, bro. Everybody's on there. You know. I bet he does want to buy that 90% discount. I wouldn't do it. If I had to sell, hey, it's a premium rate, man.
For real. Oh, man. Like that. Oh, do we have Oris? I got it now. Do you think if TikTok sells, is Instagram next? I don't think so because of the specific nature of what's going on here. They specifically want to take TikTok away from a Chinese owner because they feel like they're undercover for grabbing, and you know, data is all the rage. It's been the rage for the past how many years? You know, data is king.
That's the commodity.
Yeah. And so they're like, you know, if we have data, we could advertise to them better. We could, like, they're like thinking about national security. I know that for a fact. Government officials can't have TikTok. So they're like, they want to kind of take over that area. And so I don't think it would be as big of Instagram, because Instagram already giving them stuff anyway about us. Instagram already, like Facebook, Instagram, they're already in the cahoots. So I'm pretty sure that they're not going to worry about them too much. But TikTok is the one that's like, they get all the data and we don't have that access to them like we want. That's my
opinion. Yeah. I forgot to add in too. I mean, I guess to go along with that, they're basically saying that people are arguing that that bill, it may infringe on the First Amendment rights as well, stifling expressions on TikTok. So we got to put that in there. That's the other side, you know, going on too. So
oh man, we got Ty Smith as well saying TikTok sponsored over 20 plus black tech events in the past 12 months. So I can't support this ban. That's good information.
Let's go, right Ty.
Let's go, man.
And I bet they did well, man. I seen some of their offices in New York, really nice. I seen California, they look really good. They really seems like they take care of the employees as well. I'm not gonna lie. And then knowing that, on top of that, Ty, who else is doing that, man? Like that, you know. Sometimes they let you put your name. Sometimes they let you put their name on your stuff, but they ain't really, you know, supporting like that. So to know that they are, that's amazing.
That's a good point as well. Mitch says, take the ban and just create another company. US wants it so they can do the same thing TikTok is doing. Yeah, that's what I said. Like,
that's so true.
They trying to get their own money.
That's what I'm saying.
And Darcel says, I personally never used it. However, lots of people monetize their content, so those folks will need to find another avenue. I totally agree.
And I saw that when I was researching too. Like there are some creators that, like, they're nervous, you know, because I know one of them, they were saying like, hey, that their full income came from it. So, you know, that's one of those things where diversification, you know, being diverse. And if you didn't before, then maybe now go ahead and start ushering your audience from TikTok over to YouTube, from TikTok over to Instagram. That way, you know, and then better yet, from there to your email list, so that then now, hey, wherever you decide to go, you can let them know, like, hey, y'all, TikTok is gone, but I'm over here at such and such hanging out. And, you know, that's one way to be able to keep up with that. But I do agree, man.
I think some of y'all might need to jump into the show. Like, I have the calling link right there, y'all. Someone might need to jump into the show because watch this comment right here. Ty's going to drop something down. He said, watch the post revealed that Facebook and Instagram, both Meta, really, same company, right, paid a lobbying company in 2022 to start this campaign. And then Tech Coach Ralph said, IG is owned by Facebook, so they can't be forced to sell. And then you also mentioned something that is very important, and that is this. You know, many moving pieces to this. Why not? Why are they not forcing to sell Sheen? Because everybody's big on Sheen. But what's the big controversy about Sheen is that the prices are low, so that they can get your data. That's the big. That's a big controversy about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all it. Ultimately, that's what everybody wants, and we know it. But also, we want the things that they're given. So, you know, you just have to, hey. Do I want these pair of pants bad enough to give you my information? And over the years, they've gotten better and better. So people are saying yes. You know, when it first started, you'd be able to see through this hat. You know, the material wasn't there. But now, they got their material up. Hey, people are like, you know what? Take my data. I need that. So.
And TikTok was doing the same thing with their products that they were selling on their show.
Yeah.
They're cheap and you give all that, they give additional information. So it's just like, you know, everybody wants it. Everybody wants it. Darcel says it. I don't 100% trust our government. And, you know,
over the years, they have proven that might not be the best idea.
Or say,
if you just going off of what stuff is that we know, the stuff that we know.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And then Operation Takeover says, tell me when the last time the U.S. has really cared about enforcing any of the constitutional rights.
It's hard to think, bro. I'm sitting here.
Yeah, man. And I got two more comments from Tech Coach Ralph here, but we could keep this going. Because Ty is also something else he says. First of all, Tech Coach Ralph says, I would want to see more data. Politicians are the worst tech. Oh, this is absolutely true. The worst tech analysts ever. The audience are different, so it's hard to so it's a hard transition for sure. Like, yeah, that's totally true. All that is absolutely true. When I think about how they ask questions to the CEO of Google and how they ask questions to Mark Zuckerberg, I was like, oh my goodness. I felt sad. I felt really sad. Like, you know, that's why 2032 is coming.
Man.
Ty Smith says, in Black Tech, Twitter sponsored zero events, aka
which is crazy.
Meta, Facebook sponsored less than 3%, and TikTok is the only one that shows up consistently for us. Yeah, they were at Techsgiving as well. Yeah, so it's very interesting. It's very interesting that factor as well. 1776. That's the last time that the U.S. has really cared about enforcing any of our constitutional rights when they made it. Oh, that's hilarious.
Facts.
That is hilarious.
It's been a wrap ever since. Yeah, that's funny,
It's been a wrap ever since. That is so funny. But let me go end this poll here because I wanted to get your thoughts. I had a little poll on the YouTube page there, it came back that I said, "How do you feel about the TikTok ban? Never used the app. 50% said they never used it. 33% said I don't know how I feel. 16% said this is terrible, and 0% said I don't really care." So everybody has they feel certain something about it. For me personally. And before I do that, I'm going to go to Darcel's comment. He says, 2032, more tech-savvy leaders in office. I'm here for it. Yeah, that generation is coming. That generation is coming for sure. But one thing I really wanted to just kind of like get my thoughts were of like, talking about the Constitution, like maybe because it's not a U.S.-based company, right? That's the whole thing. But that's the
main...
Yeah, but to take a company from somebody else, to force them to sell and not really, in my opinion, have a really strong case to stand on, you know, because you're basically saying that they're doing or they're guilty of doing something that other companies in the US are doing anyway. It's just that they're giving it to you in some way, shape, or fashion. I just find that, like, this might be a heavy word to say, but it almost sounds like a dictatorship in a way. You know, just like, I need to control everything, mm-hmm. you know? And I mean,
let me force that hand.
We're not naive to it. We know that in some way, shape, or form, there is massive control happening, obviously, whether it's through propaganda or whatever. But it's just like, it just, to me, it's just like, that's so blatant. Like, you're straight up, like, up and down saying, yeah, we're going to take this company away from you in a capitalist, quote-unquote capitalist society. We're going to take this company away from you because we feel like you're misusing it when it's not even like everybody knows that these other companies are doing the exact same thing in their own way.
Man,
it's just that they're not reaping the benefits of it.
You know, I'm struggling not to say it, so I'm not going to say it. But listen, man, I've been strong arming a whole lot of stuff for a long, long time, okay? Over these years. And, you know, when they want it, they're going to try and get it any way they can. And they're going to come up with ways to get it any way they can. And so, yeah, I bet they are working day and night to figure out how to take this company's business, the U.S. side of it. And I don't know, man. It doesn't seem, I don't know. I feel like there's some other way that they can resolve that without taking this company's, you know, business. But I don't know.
Yeah. So we definitely appreciate all the people shared. There's so much information on this right now. Ty said Google targeted Victory TikTok to find the Washington Post and USA Today articles on the topic. Man, so and then also Tech Coach Ralph said, and Operation Takeover agrees, you know, national security always trumps the Constitution. You know, truer words have never been spoken, Tech Coach Ralph, you know. And we got OTTO, Operation Tech Takeover, in the building. That I'm bringing up to the stage so you can share your thoughts, this brother. Go ahead, sir.
What's going on, family?
Good morning.
Yo, what's happening?
I just want to tap in and add to what Trey was saying. It's just like, you know, the payment processing thing they came out with. I think it might have been covered a little bit earlier, but, you know, they're trying to push to get rid of PayPal and Zelle and Venmo, and they got their own Fed way of getting it. You have to go through everything. What do you think that's coming from? They want to keep the hand there because, you know, they got the rule now to where if you receive anything over $600, it's got to be reported because that's reported as income. But, you know, people ain't really reporting everything or they finding ways around it to not, you know what I'm saying, show that $600. They're like, nah, it's cool. We got y'all. We see what y'all doing. Y'all trying to be slick. Mm-hmm. You still don't want to pay us? Cool. We about to get rid of all that. You ain't going to have no PayPal, no Zelle, no nothing. Everything is going to be going through the Fed's payment processor. We're going to know every bit of money you get. We're going to know down to the penny. So, now nah, you're gonna get them taxes, bro. You're going to pay us these taxes because we need
total,
that.
Total control.
We need that. So, I mean, it's the same process, bro. Like, you taking people's livelihoods away because you want to control things. You want to know how much people make. So that way you know how much money you're going to take. Like, come on, bro. That ain't right. You know what I'm saying? That ain't right, bro. That ain't what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be the greatest country in the world. Now, that ain't being too great, in my opinion.
Doing it dirty.
Right.
You know, I think people would probably, if I'm being real, I think people would probably be more willing to pay taxes if they actually knew where it was going. Like, if you were more transparent about, hey, this is how much we're putting towards building these schools or building these bridges or all, like, or hey, this is where I want it to go. You know, like, hey, this is where I like mine to go. I think people would be more, open to doing it. But when you're so secretive, and when you got the $10,000 toilets that you're having to spend because you're not for profit, right, as the government, so you got to spend all the money that comes in. But I don't know. It's tough, man. It's tough.
But that's the thing about it, big bro. They ain't really doing nothing. What do people think these damn stimuluses is coming from? They're not pulling it out of nowhere. That's all that money that we didn't pay the taxes that they've been holding, saying it's being used. That stuff is in a surplus chilling somewhere. these men look, and then they go turn around and tax you on it again. Like, we're gonna give you the money because we know you're suffering and you're hurting. But guess what? Since we gave you the $6,400, now we're gonna tax you on the $6,400 because you got extra income. Now,
oh, yeah, they're gonna get you.
Now, how that work? How
they gonna get you?
Tell me that you're gonna give me this free money because you know we hurting as a country, but then turn around and tax you on the money that you gave. And where did it come from anyway? It came from our taxes. It came from all the money they taking and they getting. It's just been chilling. That stuff ain't going nowhere. They ain't printing no new money, doing all this stuff, man. They holding on to that money. And then when stuff happened, they
just
do a little something. Right, exactly. The biggest ones. They beat all the other gangsters. It's the biggest gangsters in the world is the U.S. government.
All right, you better believe it.
But at the same time, though, I ain't gonna fret. I'm glad I'm on the team with the biggest gangsters, though.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. I'm here.
Right.
You know, I'm here.
Listen. Make no mistake. I'm glad I'm on the side of the biggest gangsters. You know what I'm saying?
You know, when was the last time you agreed with everything? You know,
right.
That's
thanks.
But I'm here.
Facts.
Might not agree with everything.
I don't want to go on a tangent, but there's a lot of different stuff that our government does.
Right.
That, even the case with Blessings versus Freestone, that has to do more with child support. Uh-huh. But basically, just to kind of summarize it, five Arizona mothers were like, listen, we know that our significant others that helped with the birth of these children paying extra XYZ money, why we're not getting it. And in that case, they child services exposed themselves and basically said, hey, child support is actually not made in the best interest of the child or the parent. It's made for the best interest of the government. And so that's why you got $50 every time instead of the full amount, because we pocket that for administrative fees, all this sort of stuff. So it's just one of those things.
That's wild.
I can't even go too deep into that right now because we got so much on the docket, but that's why there's
that's crazy.
That's why it's like, it's just
that's crazy.
And you think about it, like, what is it really a lot of stuff in the best interest of us? No, it's all about how much money the government can get, and that comes down to taxes as well. Oh, but man, OTTO, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on that, man. We always appreciate you stopping by and giving that good conversation.
Always, brothers. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all my dudes, my brothers, always, man. I'm always going to come support the fans.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome, man.
Appreciate you.
Yep.
Appreciate you, sir. Well, I'm going to get right into the bulletin board real quickly because we got a lot to cover today. So I'm not even going to share anything, but I'm going to post it on the bottom so y'all can see.
Yo, I do remember. Yo, with Tech Coach Rob, I do remember when Alibaba CEO went missing in China, man. That was wild.
On the other side, too. Yeah.
That was wild.
That is, it's a crazy world, man.
They
it's
wasn't
a crazy
playing.
World. We paying for the 10K toilets in our other country, too. Yo, man.
Yo. That's a whole nother side of it, ain't it?
You see, exactly what I'm saying. There's so much to get late. To get late.
That's a whole nother side.
Oh man,
you gotta send all this money. I'm not even.
I know, right? We said a lot. So, but just to really kind of go into it, we got the bulletin board. This is for events that are happening. I'm just gonna read them because of time. But basically, go to blacktechglobal.com for more in regards to events. Woo woo! Go to blacktechglobal.com for more. First thing we have on the docket is Women of Power Summit 24, March 27th to the 30th. Las Vegas, Nevada. The cost for that is like $14.95. Cheryl Underwood. Oh, who's gonna be there? Was it Cheryl Underwood? A lot of people gonna be there. A lot of celebrities. So definitely want to check that out for sure. If you're looking to grow in your networking, and it's gonna be in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's $14.95. That's happening this week, the 27th, which is a Wednesday, and it ends on Friday. If you got the bread to put out for that. And stick with me, y'all. This is going to be a very short list. I'm not going to take too much time on this. I'm not going to be with you long, as they say. The Lightship Workflow Wednesdays is happening in Madison, Wisconsin. Costs $0, 0 cents, March 27th. Then we have Black Tech Nation Speaker Series Mixer, March 27th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That costs $0 as well. We have Sisters in Sales, Rise and Sell Breakfast. This is international, y'all. It's actually happening March 28th in London, UK. The UK costs $0.
The UK.
The UK. Yep. Mixer Cloud Tech Industry Dallas Mixer. They're back again on March 28th in Dallas, Texas. Cost $25 for that one. Check that out again at blacktechglobal.com. And last but not least, this week I'm Breaking to Tech, Dynamic Women in Tech, March 28th, an online only event that costs $0 and 0 cents. So you want to check that out. Got Ayana speaking on that as well, a friend to the show.
No excuse.
And Ty's significant other. We got Aaliyah running that, so you definitely want to check that out as well. And you can find these events and more on blacktechglobal.com. Do you know of any events that we didn't mention? Go ahead and shoot it to us. We will definitely try to drop it in either the community chat, or we'll definitely try to talk about it next week, depending on the date. And with that being said, Trey, we saw some stuff over the weekend, over this past week. And I actually decided to share it with you. And let me see if I can bring it up here. But Skynet is showing its face again. Skynet is showing its face again.
Are you able to show it?
I'm gonna bring it up. I'm gonna let you talk about it while bringing it up.
Okay, so while he's bringing it up, y'all, you know, I don't know if y'all remember, like iRobot and stuff like that. Hey, it's close. And NVIDIA, they are bringing it forward to us. NVIDIA chips. So if y'all not familiar, NVIDIA, they make the little chips and things that go into a lot of the stuff that we use on the daily. And basically, they are showing off the new Blackwell chips. And basically, they're made up of a whole, like, technically, hey, 208 billion transistors, all that stuff, right? But the main thing, the new processor design is multiple times faster at handling models that underpin AI. And so the company, they're basically saying, like, hey, the process of developing the technology is a stage known as training, and the running of it, which is called inference. So these guys, they've done something crazy. Joseph, are you already showing them, bro?
Yeah, I got it right
okay,
here.
So yeah, they got the robots. They got the robots working, okay? And right now, the products that are being deployed by, it says the NVIDIA chip is particularly the latest iteration known as the B200, is a flagship AI chip designed to extend NVIDIA's dominance in the field. And this powerful chip houses 72 of NVIDIA's AI chips and 36 central processors. So, guys, this one right here is a big daddy, as they would call it. And right now they're really expanding their software into other spaces. So, you know, like they're saying on this video, they're looking to dominate a lot of spaces where AI is just out there moving around, right? Like robots are helping out in arenas, like all these other things. So it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah. Tech Coach Ralph said changed it show's name to Talk That Polytech.
Yeah, for real. Look, that's how we started, that's for sure. It was Polytech this morning.
Yeah. No, that's hilarious. And then, thanks for the shout out. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's support the amazing tech women live on YouTube that on March 28th. That's right. Put it down?
We're gonna be on YouTube.
Yeah. Tech Coach Ralph said, where do I put a down payment? If you have time to call to the show, I'd love to hear your opinion on that. Skynet is here. I'm not gonna lie. Well, that's one of the first things we talked about yesterday, is like, what is their stock right now? Because it's almost $1,000.
I mean, they blew up over the pandemic, you know what I mean? Like, when that popped off, they were to the moon, as they would say, for sure. And people still run a lot of NVIDIA options, things of that nature. But yeah, they're basically targeting humanoid robots. And so, and the makers of them, obviously, remember, these guys are the chip side. So they're targeting the makers of these humanoid robots and putting, you know, being able to you know, do arenas and all these other things, man. It's gonna be pretty crazy what they're looking to do here.
Right.
But yes, that stock is moving up, Ty, and so yeah, if based on what they're looking to do, it's not going down anytime soon.
I mean, listen, you know, we saw a lot of this in a lot of movies back in the day. Forget about, you know, we saw the Terminator and all these different things. I mean, it was about time that the public was going to experience having robots be a part of their day-to-day life. So this is going to happen. Ty Smith, the NVIDIA stocks moving on up. Yes, they are. They are.
Yeah, definitely.
Up. They're going to surpass 1,000 very soon.
Yeah, they're up there, man.
They're like 948 when I checked last, something like that. Like for
the
one
Jetsons. Stock. The Jetsons yeah. are on the way.
Yeah, like literally. And so what are your thoughts, y'all? What are your thoughts on this? I mean, we wanted just to kind of point this to you, just share and get your opinions on this, because we definitely wanted to hear what you had to say. So, yeah, what are your thoughts?
And it's one of those things where, like, we're not just saying it either. Like, the CEO, Jensen, he said he predicts a future where robotics dominate, emphasizing AI's pivotal role in driving industrial revolution and society transformation. So, like, they're banking on it. Like, they're looking towards you walking down the street with your robot carrying the groceries or you know, all these kind of things, right? Hey, get your butt out here and get these groceries out the cart. No, I'm playing. Don't talk to him like that.
Humanoid robot, get the like fist. The humanoid robot gets the octopus and like, I'll get you one day. You don't think I'm that smart, huh?
As soon as they update this chip, I'm out.
Oh, man. What was the episode of Black Mirror? I'm pretty sure that there's a ton of them, but like, there's an episode of Black Mirror that reminded me of that. With robots, yeah. Like, you ain't gonna
yeah, bro, that was crazy. Yeah, but they went wild on Black Mirror. They had the skin on that joint, man. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It looked like a human. that was wild.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely wild. So let's know what your thoughts are. If you want to call into the show, the link is on the YouTube.
Yo, there. Me too, Ralph. Me too, man.
I always say please and thank you to ChatGPT.
Yes, I needed to know. I was a good one, man. I wasn't just demanding things. I wasn't demanding. No. It was asked.
please. Well, you know, it's thinking about the humanoids. One thing people are concerned about is that replacing jobs, right? Are these are these robots going to replace the mundane tasks that a lot of people were doing, or even tasks that really make up a lot of people's actual livelihood? And so one of the things I actually popped on, and then we actually shared, the first thing I shared with you this week that we, when I was looking around and saw this, was this brother. His name is, forgive me if I pronounce this wrong. Again, I'm bad with names. But Abu, I believe it's pronounced. He actually is a content creator. So shout out to him as well. As well as Tech Coach Ralph, those that really work on the technical side of the tech industry and have a lot to say. He was basically checking out Devin AI. So Devin AI, if you're not familiar with that, that is a very unique tool. It has a lot of capabilities that, again, I'm not going to lie. He was basically explaining, because I'm not in that side of the world. What I mean by that side of the world, meaning specifically when it comes to software engineering, he was explaining in a clip that he has, and he has a whole YouTube channel in it, so you could definitely a whole YouTube video on this. This is just a snippet, but basically he was sharing in that snippet that the Devin AI is basically coming for software jobs, and his opinion was that he could see how it could be able to do a lot of different tasks that software engineers could normally do. So those tasks include full autonomous operation, advanced reasoning, real-time collaboration, adaptability, learning and adapting from each project, collaboration with human engineers, accessibility to both technical and non-technical roles, real-world application in solving engineering problems, scalability, security, integration of machine learning, natural language processing technologies for software development, tasks, understanding code in a human-like manner, generating code. The list goes on and on, basically. This thing is capable of doing a lot. And him being an engineer himself, he doesn't believe that it's going to replace software engineers. But what he does believe is that they may not be hiring as much because this will be a tool that we paired with software engineers in order to make them pretty much work 3-4 times as more efficient than they were already. So that's where he sees this kind of going. And despite its impressive features, though, DevAI is not positioned to completely replace software engineers, like I said. Instead, it's designed to complement human engineers by handling routine tasks efficiently, allowing human engineers to focus on more complex and creative challenges. And we have somebody to join the chat, none other than Tech Coach Ralph himself. What up, Tech Coach Ralph? Welcome to the show, brother.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
All right. I hear you. I think we have you might be listening to us on YouTube or something. I think it might be coming through. So yeah, we'll just do that. But you know what? Let's make this a party. We got Ty Smith as well. Let's bring up Ty Smith as well to join the chat. What up, Ty? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, let's go, guys.
This will be a joint effort here. Yeah, so let's do this because I think it's a lot of information, a lot of things to be shared in this conversation. So go ahead, Tech Coach Ralph, since you jumped on first. I'd love for you to share your opinion on this subject matter.
So the thing is, the trend has always been going towards automation. And like I work in QA automation, but there's so many different types of automation that's happening where it reduces to having to do manual repetitive tasks over and over and over again. As far as DevAI, I wanted to try it out, but it's kind of restricted right now in who can get access to it. So I'm waiting for that to see what it can do. But at the end of the day, with any AI, it's only as good as the prompts and the things that you ask it to do. So it just depends. I don't think it's going to be replacing software engineers. The way that I see it is, if companies want to produce more, then you can still keep the software engineers and have these tools to make you go faster and to put more stuff out there. So it just depends on what the goal is. But a lot of people, they want to get scared and complain like, oh, this is going to happen, instead of embracing it. And, you know, if a bunch of other people get laid off, at least you're not the one who's getting laid off because you didn't like sit back.
Yeah.
And wait.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, man. If you're on that side of it, like, hey, I know how to work this thing, you know, like at the bare minimum, I know how to get the most, and that can help. And it's wild because even I don't know if you saw that guy's post, but when Joseph sent it to me, one of the things that he was talking about is because I'm not on that side of it, you know, either. But I think he was saying something to the fact of, hey, something that I do daily, it was able to do, which they didn't think was going to be something, you know, that AI was going to be able to do, which was, I think it was like solve a problem, like it fixed the problem and then told.
Yeah.
So there was a problem that came up. It fixed the problem and gave the, I guess, the breakdown or the explanation of the problem. And I think that's something that they normally do. They normally find the problems and then have to do the breakdown. I don't know, but he was like, it was able to do that. And so that really surprised him. But again, if you come at it from the aid, like, hey, this is a speed thing, a helper, that does help. So I understand where you're coming from with there, man.
Yeah, Ty, did you have any thoughts you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, I think on this topic, you know, I think we have to kind of look back to kind of see what's going to happen looking forward. You know, I think two things that I look at is, one, you know, when you go back to, you know, the days of, you know, the 50s, 60s, you know, we had actual people that used to be in these little switchboard rooms that basically, if you would make a phone call, they would be the person that would unplug your wire of whatever your phone number was and plug it in physically to the slot of the phone number that you're dialing. And that was like an actual office that was in every single little city, small town. The smallest towns you could think of had people, like real human beings, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, potentially a lot of people's, you know, aunts and you know, great aunts, grandparents. A lot of people worked in these jobs as switchboard operators. It was a very, very, very popular job. And eventually a device came out, you know, that allowed that whole operation to happen just through, I guess, that time period's AI. So like a switchboard box that basically saw, okay, a zap was coming from this number and it wants to go to this number, and it started doing it automatically. All those offices are gone. Like, there is no switchboard operator. Now there is jobs where now you can develop these devices. You can work for Adtran, you can work for Motorola, you can work for these organizations that sell this technology and develop it, and it created opportunities for software engineers and you know, all of those types of like programming type jobs. But the original job that was the actual switchboard operator is no longer there. So I think the same thing with AI, where yeah, we're not going to have some of these modern day jobs that we have now, but there will be jobs to definitely program and develop new AI tools. But that's where we're probably going to be going. But I think you also have to look at 2005, the last time that someone actually beat the smartest chess player computer was in 2005. So we haven't beat on a fair match, even not with like a piece missing, because the only time it happens now is if you start off with a piece missing. We haven't beat an actual computer, the top like best smartest chess player in the game of chess since 2005. So that means in 2005 they developed AI that was smarter than the smartest chess player in the world. So we're like this technology has been already surpassed like our knowledge years ago. And now we're moving it into kind of modern day jobs. So if you look at now we're at with SDRs and all of that, a lot of people saying, hey, this AI can't take calls, but we can Google things like bland AI. We can Google things like Air AI. They've already developed technology that can handle a call better than an actual SDR. So I think we're probably moving into new terms, how we have software as a service. We might have engineer as a service, SDR as a service, account manager as a service. You know, they might start adding in software to augment some of these teams. You know, like Tech Coach Ralph said, not eliminate the roles completely, but, you know, just add in some AI. So it's now half AI, half salespeople. So you have less employees. But that's just my thoughts.
That's what I do. Yeah. Literally, in my company, we fuse AI into the contact center. Not necessarily to replace a lot of jobs, but, you know, make it a little bit better for the overall bottom line. But that's so true. That is so true what you both are sharing. So definitely thank you guys for sharing that knowledge there, that history lesson, because I think sometimes we forget, you know, what has happened in the past, that we've always been adaptable as a species. And I think that'll be the case for us here. It's just that the time that you need to adapt is a lot shorter than it was in the past. I think the way things are moving right now is a time to learn so that you can adapt. So that way, when things do happen, you're not really caught trying to figure out what to do. You know, you already kind of made that transition. So yeah, I think that was a really good point there, Ty, as well. And I'm laughing at Tecos Ralph. Y'all blame Joseph. Yeah. Blame me. No, but this is so good. This is so good. And I think that a lot of people are trying to figure out their way right now. They're like, okay, what do I do? I just got into this role, whatever. Now I gotta pivot again.
Yeah. Short answer. It doesn't stop.
You gotta get sponsored by these companies. That's really the way it goes. I mean, you know, we have to diversify. So get sponsored by these AI companies, know who they are, be the first ones to sell them to all of these corporations. All these corporations are adding things to their tech stack. They're doing it with Cresta right now. A lot of them are adding Cresta and Gong. So this, with the next wave of AI technology, just sell that to all these major corporations. Get that money and go somewhere safe.
Yeah. So, I love that.
So something to consider as well is that people who, like, rely too much on AI, they lose the ability of the, like, logical thinking and processing and problem-solving skills that you still need, that because AI is only going to get you like part of the way there. But if you depend on it to do like everything, then you're the one who's like putting yourself out of a job. Handy. I see a lot of people like, I see a lot of people, they're like, oh, you know, I just asked AI. I'm like, any other research on like on Google? Like, how do I actually figure this out instead of like just having? It's like when you're in like elementary school, you're just copying off the person's paper. You don't learn anything. You might pass for a while, but it's not going to get you that far.
Look, you'll pass until the state test. Then I don't know if that happens everywhere, but Texas, we had the state test. So yeah, you'll pass in school, and then when the state test comes, you're like, oh, what happened? I didn't know anything.
Yeah. And Texas, Robert, no, you just said, yeah, that's a good point. It made me think about what's going to happen to the librarian. What's going to happen to the library? Is that going to be replaced by a virtual online library? Where people don't have to go to a store. Everything's digital. Like,
man, they would have to force that, bro. Like, there are people who still like, I like books. I like them in physical copy. They would have to force that, I think. I don't know.
I mean, they might get smaller libraries and stuff like that. But I mean, there's already tools online. Like, there's Hoopla, who it's an online library. You get like audiobooks, digital books, stuff like that. I think the other one is called like Libby. There's Audible that like with the subscription based service. But at the same time, like when there's always a lot of people at the library, and I guess they still need them for voting and stuff, though.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people that really like the typewriter.
Mm. Wow.
That's true too.
Yeah, now it's a novelty, you know.
I think it's one of those things where like you shouldn't, like, maybe upfront, yeah, maybe not total dependence, but you definitely should understand. You definitely should play around with it, understand it, and then logically you'll be able to see where you need to move. Just like Ty mentioned earlier, like, hey, these things are taking the job. Well, okay, be the person who sells that to the companies. So now you've put yourself in a position where you're still in the game. Sometimes, you know, logically we can do that, that, you know, you can't really do just learning from the actual, or just typing on, like you mentioned earlier, just typing it in. Oh, let me see what it gives us. Well, there's that human part of it where logically, no, I know what's going to resonate with this group or whatever case. That's where that human piece comes in, that you can really shine through. But using both together, that's a winning combo.
Yeah, absolutely. And we might have to have a part two of this conversation, because there's so much that we could delve into, especially with Ty Smith. As some people may not know, he's in the channel sales world, and that world is infinite, right? And then Tech Coach Ralph, again, in QA automation, there's so much to glean from these two. So we may have to have a part two to the conversation at a time in the future. But thank you both so much for joining us this morning and sharing your experience and your information and your knowledge with us, because we definitely appreciate it for sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I need that. I need that Florida hat, Tech Coach Ralph. I need that, man.
I was just thinking about that.
I've been plotting on it.
The hat of the day, right?
The hat of the day.
Yeah, exactly, Ty.
All right, you guys. I'll check you guys later.
All right. Take care, man. Take care. Oh, man. Yeah. So that was good. That was good. Thank you guys so much for jumping on and sharing your thoughts with us, for sure. We definitely appreciate it. And we're about to wrap up this show with none other than our Brown Box Special, y'all. The Brown Box Special.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, boy. Yes. This is one interesting. You got it? I got this one today.
Okay.
All right. It says, I worked at a grocery store in high school, and the bakery kept a container of free cookies on the counter for customers' samples. After the store closed, the remaining cookies were thrown out. A friend of mine took the leftover cookies and ate them, since they were just going to be trashed away. And he was fired for stealing. Now, is that stealing, y'all? I don't know. It was going to go in the trash anyway. Is that really stealing? Technically,
yes.
He's stealing from the Grouch. What was the guy on Sesame Street? Was it Grover?
Oh, the Grouch. The Grouch. The Grouch.
He's stealing from the Grouch. Like, what?
Stealing from the Grouch, man. Man, that's one of those ones that you just like, I understand it from both sides, because I've been in the position where I've had friends who worked at places like that, like not grocery store, but like fast food restaurant, and they might throw away like all this pizza or all this chicken at the, you know, and they're like, you know, some of them, they had the opportunity to literally like, hey, I bring home like big things of the chicken. And then some of them, they're like, yo, we got to throw this stuff away every night. And it's really interesting. It's, I understand from the business side, because it's like, yeah, well, technically that's in our, that's what we have written in our stuff, so we have to follow it. You know, it's just, it sucks. And then there's the liability part, maybe. I don't know.
Derek Stoner says cookies were fair game at that point.
I agree. It's just the companies don't. And that's cold. That's cold.
And maybe it's a liability issue, but come on, it's cookies law. Like at least or at least donate that, you know, you just could throw it out and then get mad that somebody's like,
yeah,
I want to definitely want to do it. Coach Rouse says, thanks for having me up. Have a great day. Enjoy the week. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Yes, family. We appreciate that. That helps the word get
appreciate
out.
Appreciate you.
If you share, if you subscribe to the channel, then the algorithm says, oh, people want to hear more of this. So then we get more people to watch. So thank you so much for rocking with us as well. Brother Trey, any last words?
Nah, man. Maybe, you know, set the cookies outside in the container by the dumpster and then go outside the job after you clocked out and pick them up. That's the way around it. Man, y'all, that's how you do it.
Hey, man. You gotta break it down to like a science. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you gotta work hard. You gotta put like a plastic container inside the garbage so they can't see it, and then just pour it in. And
exactly.
Oh man, there you go.
That's
there,
it, though.
Oh man, and thank you, Maurice, for thank
Maurice.
You for saying that. Yes, great show. Thank you so much for popping on with us. Connect with us on LinkedIn as well if you haven't. Thank you so much, y'all. Until next time, we hope to see you on the other side. Take care and have a great rest of your week.
Deuces.